Central New Yorkers took to the streets of Syracuse today to protest the possibility of any U.S. military strike against Syria. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, protesters stood in front of the Syracuse Federal Building looking for support.
Passersby honked horns supporting about 20 protesters, carrying signs that said things like, "Find another way, no U.S. intervention." And Tiffany of Syracuse was one of them.
"We've had enough of war. We've had enough contributing to the unrest in the Middle East."
For Amelia Ramsey LaFave of the Syracuse Peace Council, the Obama administration shouldn't even be considering this on its own.
"The Obama administration is not claiming that there's an imminent threat to the U.S., so he is legally required to seek congressional approval. I would like to see that process go forward."
Syracuse area Congressman Dan Maffei supports that view. He's one of about 140 congressional lawmakers, both Democrats and Republicans, who've signed a letter calling for congressional approval before a strike. Maffei says the Constitution makes it clear the president must consult and receive authorization from Congress before ordering the use of the U.S. military in Syria. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.